Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Logical Soul Talk. My name is Michael Craig, and I'm your host for this weekly talk radio program that features interviews with some folks I consider to be the best, brightest, and most creative people in the world. Now, during this 30-minute program, I'll ask them about their expertise, their work, but mainly want to focus on their inner world, the turning points in their lives, their mentors and influencers, and decisions they made that brought them success. You see, as a chiropractor for many years, I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying matrix or pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. Consequently, these matrix decisions can either propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. Now, quite by accident, many years ago, I discovered how to access these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. And you can get more information on my techniques and methods at www.logicalsoul.com. Also, be sure to click on the follow button at blogtalkradio.com/logicalsoul to get a heads up on all our great interviews. Now, my guests were selected because, quite frankly, I find their stories and lives interesting. I also found out they possess qualities I find rare in an individual, and that is a passion for what they do and the determination to see it through. They obviously have made some strong decisions early in life that led them to their current successes and achievements. And my goal in interviewing them here is to probe a little bit and discover their pattern of life decisions. And this will allow you, as my listeners, to maybe pick up some special nuggets that will add to your motivation and nourish your own seeds of success. So listen and enjoy. After about 10 or 15 minutes, please call in with your comments and your questions. Our phone number is 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. And if you want to get called on, simply press 1 to raise your hand. Now, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties here. In fact, I'm not even getting on the Internet right now, but I've got my technician hard at work here, and he's doing a stand-up job trying to get things up and running. And do I agree to the above terms? Yes, of course. What do I do with that? So if you'll excuse me a few minutes, we'll hopefully be online. And my guest tonight is Tommy Powers, and Tommy is sitting over here actually in the room. And what I may need to do, hopefully anybody can hear this phone call. So you can call in, Tommy. However, I can't press the button to get you online because I have to be on the switchboard online to be able to do that. So that's the problem. So here we got. Oh, it's slow. It's working. Okay. All right. So we're gonna try to go online here. Let's see. Logical Soul Talk, Blog Talk Radio. Excuse the. Anyway, my guest tonight is Tommy Powers. Tommy has written a book called Code Bites. Interviews, conversations with internet entrepreneurs, and he's also going to tell a little bit of a story about his problem with Google, which. A lot of people apparently have had this thing called a Google slap. And he's also going to a little bit tonight. He's actually going to be talking about tonight cell phone marketing, which is a brand new field, which a lot of people don't know about. But it's really coming on strong. And server wasn't found. So we may be up a creek here. Oh, it is working. I don't know what that means. Yeah, okay. I tell you what, this is an exciting evening. We're having technical difficulties out the wazoo. So what I'm going to do is share a phone with Tommy here, and we're going to have a lively discussion one-on-one. I ask the questions, he can answer it, and we'll go from there. So, Tommy, you tell me a little bit about what – well, first of all, I mentioned also that you had some problems with Google. Tell me what happened, because you were doing a lot of work on Google and – doing Google advertising, spending a lot of money on Google, and suddenly you described that there was a sudden divorce. Tell me what happened.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it. Basically, a lot of people get confused about the whole Google divorce concept. Basically, if you were to go to my blog and you see the most recent post I did, where I have a video on there, it explains what I meant by that. And basically, only thing I was saying in that was that I had to realize that I couldn't be married to Google and still be able to have options. So that's really what that was about. I mean, it was actually a lesson in that to tell people, you know, don't, you know, put all your eggs in one basket was basically the underlying message in that. So, yeah, I have problems with Google. I still use Google. I love Google. But at the same time, I understand that if I don't have other options outside of Google, then my business is going to suffer. And so I would encourage anyone else who's using Google to also look at other alternatives outside of Google.
Yeah, I know some people have had the same problem, but you're basically saying that you don't rely on Google extensively. You just basically use it as one of the arrows in your quiver, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, what is the thing? Tell me a little bit about your book. I know you and Donnie Gamble wrote the book together, co-authored the book, and it's recently been published. How did you get on to writing that book, and what inspired you to do that, and how was the response and with the people that you interviewed? Because I know you interviewed quite a few what I call hidden gurus, the ones that are not well known, except that that you know them pretty well, or actually you knew that they did good work. Tell me a little bit about how the book came about to be.
Basically, Dunny came to me with the not really the idea. He actually had done a good amount of interviews already in advance. And when he came to me with the interviews, he wanted to figure out, you know, what to do with them. So I gave him the idea of, man, maybe you ought to turn that into a book. And from that right there, we decided, he asked me what I go in with him on it. And that's how we came about doing it. And so basically from there, we got a few more interviews, and we compiled them together. And then we together as a team, you know, put everything together, you know, organize the content, and actually self-publish the book. The book is 63 Internet Entrepreneurs who've all had success online. Probably about 80% of those people probably run at least $1 million a year business. So we're talking, you know, highly successful Internet entrepreneurs that are in the book. And a lot of them, you know, the book is basically just a straight up, real people giving real talk about what it takes to be successful. There's no magic bullet, no magic pill solutions or anything they're talking about. It's just real people with real advice on what you should be doing, what you should be focusing on if you truly want to succeed online. So the book, I think, you know, can be an inspiration to anyone who's serious about using the internet, you know, to spur their entrepreneurial goals. And that's basically what the book is all about.
Great, Tommy. I think we're just about to come online here. So actually, if you want to call into the show, let's see here if we can get a – actually, we're not on the switchboard yet, but you've got the call-in number. The call-in number is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. And if you want to call in – and press 1 to raise your hand, you can ask Tommy a question. So finally got the switchboard up and running, and we're cruising now. So finally, this has been quite a hairy experience. I don't have the internet was down at the fabulous Mellow Mushroom that we're visiting here tonight. So it was like touch and go there for a minute because I couldn't get internet, and I've never done the show without internet, so it's been a real oops. Now what happened? Host is on the air. Looks like I'm on the air, but something happened. Oh, my goodness. Ow. What are we doing here? Offline now. What happened? Okay, Tommy, you're on. I'm not on now.
I'm on right now?
Yeah, you're on now. Start talking.
Okay, what I'm talking about? Where were we?
You're talking about.
Just love technical difficulties. That's the one thing we can talk about real quick, Michael, is, you know, this is part of internet running a business, you know, on the online. I mean, you're going to have challenges, and you got to be able to overcome those challenges. You can't panic. It's just part of the business. It's the nature of doing business. There's nothing you can really do about it, but, you know, try your best to do the best that you can to get through it and learn from the experience. So, you know, this is like everyday life in the life of an internet entrepreneur anyway. So, I mean, you know, it's not a big deal. We'll get through it. Basically, I believe, Michael, we introduced talking about the book. I gave you guys some info about, you know, the book, how we came about doing the book. And from that, I think you want to discuss possibly mobile marketing, which is a topic that I'm going to discuss tonight here at our meeting that we're going to be doing. Basically, mobile marketing is how to actually use, and it's not really cell phone marketing, it's not really what I do. I'm more into mobile applications where people who have smartphones like the iPhone, the Android phones and such, with the apps on them. The company that I own a percentage of, we actually build mobile applications for market. And so one iPhone application and Android app that we have right now is doing pretty well. And so I've learned a lot of, you know, information from my experience that, you know, right now no one's really teaching because there's not really a lot of information about this market because it's so kind of emerging, if you will. So and that's basically what I'm getting from that.
Okay. I'm on the air now. I think I'm on the air. I called in as a guest, so this is an interesting dynamic. Can you hear me okay? So? Okay. All right, we're going to try to do the show here. It's a little bit sketchy, but I think we can probably get through it here. What I want to do is ask you, Tommy, because I know that – hello, anybody else? Oh, that was me saying hello. I don't know what's going on. I'm getting an echo. Something's happening. At any rate, what I wanted to ask you, what is the – what's the process of your publishing your book? Did you just do the interviews and you put it up with CreateSpace, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, we use CreateSpace to self-publish the book. Basically, you know, you got to get the content for the book. We had to actually compile all the interviews, and then we had to actually edit that, proofread it, format it, all of that stuff. Then we also got our own book cover developed and created. So we basically did all the stuff ourselves because we're pretty technically savvy guys. And so we were able to, you know, do that because it was really a lot like what we do, you know, in terms of internet marketing related activities anyway. So it really was, you know, it wasn't really a hard process to do. It's just you got to go through the steps and kind of take your time with it.
Yeah, I know that publishing can be real rewarding and also kind of irritating at the same time because there's so many different things to pay attention to. But I tell you, Amazon has really made it easy with this CreateSpace process because you basically just load up the book, choose a cover, or have one that you've already had printed, load that up, and it's done. Whereas before, publishing used to be a nightmare if you were accepted at all. So now you've got... Actually, Tommy's doing a presentation at the meeting tonight on the mobile marketing. But really, Tommy, you're an internet marketer for how long now? How long have you been doing this?
Well, if you want to see actively full-time, a little over 4 years. I've been involved in internet for probably about 15 years or more. But actively full-time marketing online, a little over 4 years.
Tell me what was the process, and go ahead and spend a little time on this, if you will. What was the process, how you started out, how the internet used to be, and walk me a little bit through the progression, what happened over time and how you evolved now. I guess you're going toward the mobile marketing. But walk me through a little bit of history about where you started, how things went in the beginning, who were your main mentors, the people that guided you the most, and where you are right now.
So are you talking about in terms of like the last 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, when you got started.
Yeah, basically, I think I told you this story before, and I know we discussed it in a previous interview that we did about, you know, I had gotten sick. My sickness, I had congestive heart failure back in 2007. And so a lot of that had to do with, you know, me taking internet marketing more seriously because I felt like it was like the only real outlet I had to really build a business so I can be able to support my family going forward. And so I decided to really get serious about it. And honestly, when I started out, I didn't really have any mentors per se at first. I tried a lot of stuff that wasn't working, and somehow I stumbled upon AdWords. I don't know exactly why I stumbled upon that, but I started playing around with it, and I was losing a bunch of money. So that's when I started looking at buying different courses and things of that nature. And I bought several courses, I imagine. And I started playing around with what they call the display network now. And at that time, when I got involved in it, not a lot of people were doing it. So I really didn't have any mentors because everyone was telling me not to do that style of advertising on Google AdWords. But I actually bought Perry Marshall's book, you know, Definitive Guide or whatever. I don't even remember the exact name of it. But it gave me some basic fundamental principles, you know, for pay-per-click marketing. And I was able to apply some of those and start seeing a little bit of success. And from that, I kind of just built on just my own instinct and spending a bunch of money, lost a bunch of money before I got anywhere. And then from there, I kind of started, you know, being successful with that. And pretty much from there, everything else just kind of snowballed after that. I became very passionate about that specific topic. Not a lot of other people were doing it, so it was tough at times. That's kind of how I founded a mastermind group that we're in, because I didn't have anyone else to talk to about this stuff. I knew guys that were doing PPC and affiliate marketing and stuff, but no one was doing it the way I was doing it. And so I was out to seek people who at least had some type of common interest in what it is that I was doing. That's kind of how I found the group. And a lot of the mentoring early on was just, you know, the guys in the group that we still meet with, you know, Michael, every month after month, that kept me going when I was down or, you know, when things weren't going good or if I needed someone to talk to. That's really what helped me, you know, kind of stay the course. And, you know, later on I ended up getting other mentors, buying other products, you know, just watching what other people were doing. But I'm probably doing more stuff with mentors now because my business is going in a different direction. So I can't really say anybody specifically, but there are a lot of people. I hate to do an injustice to all the people that's out there who I can credit with. You know, I just take a little bit from everybody that I run across that I think is doing something related to what I can apply to my business. And I figure out a way to apply it to what I'm doing, and that's kind of what I go with. So,
I know that you're really you really study hard too. I know you read a lot, you look a lot, you test a lot, and I was particularly impressed when I first joined the group. I joined the group it's been about a year and a half ago, I guess. Back then everybody was ahead of me. I was just beginning. And I was real impressed by your work ethic, what you did and what you accomplished. And if you didn't, you admitted you made a mistake or you bungled this up, but you always learned from your mistakes and you kept moving forward. So you've always impressed me as somebody that's just never going to give up. You're just going to keep going until you make it happen. So I just want to thank you for that because it's a real inspiration, I know, to probably my listeners and to others who are just maybe getting started in the internet marketing world. That, you know, Tommy didn't have all the answers, you know, and he'll be the first to admit it to you. And now he's in the process of meeting some really fantastic people and connecting with those people and making something happen, publishing a book, doing a lot of things online and offline that he wouldn't have thought about before. So what have you got planned for the near future, Tommy? What do you see on the horizon now?
Basically, right now, my main focus is asset building. A lot of what I did in the past with affiliate marketing and that type of stuff, I really wasn't building anything that was sustainable. Like, I can't even sell my business right now because I am my business. So unless I can sell myself, you know, that's the only thing I can do in terms of my business. I couldn't sell it if I wanted to, you know, change up, you know, and walk away, or I can't retire because there's, you know, the income would go away. Or if I passed away today, I wouldn't have anything to leave behind to my children and my family. So a lot of what I'm doing now is all asset-based. The mobile marketing company that I work with, that's a long-term, you know, strategy that we're building a real business. It's not a fly-by-night, we're going to jump on the hot mobile bandwagon. We're building a real, reputable, solid business model around that. Some of the other stuff that I'm doing is building some web properties. My co-author, partner Dunny Gamble, and I, we have a couple projects that we're working on that they're long-term business models, so they're not really, you know, any, you know, right now type of situations that I'm really, you know, zeroed in on. It's kind of day by day with the right now stuff. If something's great going on and there's a great opportunity, you know, I'll jump on it or whatnot. But ultimately, the whole purpose for everything I do right now is to funnel, you know, resources into my asset building or business building ventures.
Yeah, that's important. I know you're doing it with mobile marketing. Some people are doing it with membership sites is another way. Some people have, you know, like I learned that there's services that you can provide online, like hosting or a lot of different things that you can provide to people on an ongoing basis that provide a regular income. So that's the type of thing you're talking about when you're talking about continuity and building an asset, right?
Not so much that in terms of continuity or anything like that. I'm just talking about building a business that has a value, that becomes an asset to you. That, you know, for example, our mobile company that we're building, we expect to build that into a multi-million-dollar business model. That if we wanted to, someone offered us, you know, to buy that company, we could sell it because it's worth something. Same thing with, you know, the other projects that I'm working on. It's stuff that can be worth something with or without me. You know, if Tommy was to die today, those things would still have a value that would carry on that I could pass along to my son. You know, I got my son here with me tonight, and I don't even have anything that I can leave him, at least not of significant value. And so that's what I'm talking about, Michael. It doesn't really matter in terms of whether it's continuity or whatever it is. It's all about, do you have, is your business worth more than what you got tied up in? And if so, that means it's an asset and it has a value. And that is, you know, they're creating real wealth.
Well, that sounds like you're on the path to doing that, Tommy. And I certainly want to applaud you on that because I think you're doing a great job. And if anybody's going to do it, you're going to make it happen. So thanks very much for that. We've only got a few more minutes here. If you want to ask Tommy a question, you can call in our hotline at 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. Hint, hint. If you want to call in and ask Tommy a question, we've got just a few minutes here before we've got to sign off. And then the music will play, and then we've got a few outtake moments if you want to hang on. If you're on the phone line, you can still ask Tommy a question. It'll still be recorded. However, it won't be streaming live, so just be aware of that. 347-843-4544 to call in and join the conversation. I'm with Tommy Powers, internet marketer, business builder, author, and coach, consultant. So he's one of the many fabulous, interesting and really talented people that we have at this meeting here tonight on Tuesdays at the Mellow Mushroom downtown, where the cream of the crop, the mellow mushroom extravaganza, where everybody who's anybody shows up and learns from one another, sort of a mastermind group, and we really help each other. And Tommy's been one of the leaders of this whole thing, just sort of helping to shed light on a lot of stuff that seemed to be like Greek to most of us in the beginning, and now we're just sort of beginning to catch on to it. So, Tommy, thank you so much for joining me today. Is there anything else you want to add or anything you want to throw out there to leave as a parting thought?
Right offhand, I would just say if anybody wanted more information, they can visit my blog at TommyPowers.com. Excuse me, that's TommyPowers.com. Basically, it's just my blog. It's just me. I'm being who I am. You know, so don't expect, you know, just a normal guy, you know, telling it like it is. So a lot of times people want, you know, some secrets or whatever the case may be. But, you know, really it's all about hard work and determination and what it boils down to. And, you know, I feel like I pride myself in being one of the few people that, you know, just tell it to you like it is, whether you want to hear it or not. You know, at the end of the day, that's where my focus is. So that's what I leave you guys with.
I know that's important. I've got a couple of your things, and I got to admit, it's powerful stuff what you got, and you've done a lot, and I've learned a lot from you. So thanks for hanging in there. And go to TommyPowers.com. That's TommyPowers.com. Check out his blog. Check out some of the offerings he's got. And get a copy of his book, Code Bytes, Conversations with Internet Entrepreneurs. And I believe it's on Amazon. Is it on Amazon, or can they get it at your website?
They can get it on Amazon, or they can go to my website at codebytesbook.com, codebytesbook.com, and they can either buy the digital version, they can download, or they can click on the link to go buy the physical on Amazon and have it shipped directly to them.
Great, great. So that's TommyPowers.com. Get a copy of Code Bytes, interviews or conversations with Internet entrepreneurs. And thank you, Tommy, so much for joining us. If you want to hang on for a few minutes, we're going to have music kick in for just a minute, and then we'll be available for any phone calls. If you want to call in 347-843-4544 to ask Tommy a question or just join the conversation. I'm Michael Craig. I'm your host, and I come to you every week at 6 p.m. And this week I'm coming to you live from the Mellow Mushroom downtown, where all the best Internet marketers in the world gather around one table to share information and expertise with one another. And it's a real powerful place to be, and I certainly learned a lot just hanging out with these guys and others. So thanks for joining us. I think we've got another 30 seconds or so. 347-843-4544. Anybody calling in? Or are you just listening on the Internet? Are you doing other stuff? Okay. You want to call Tommy, ask him a question? You don't want to ask Tommy a question? Okay. All right, Tommy, you got the last word. Go ahead.
I was just...
You what?
My bad.
What happened? Something, he's signaling me something's going on. Okay. What's going on? Oh, he's saying goodbye. Oh, okay. I think Tommy just hung up. Never mind. I don't know. This night has been interesting. We've had technical problems and all sorts of things. But somehow we managed to get through it, you know? Anyway, my guest next week, Debbie Unterman, she's a alchemical hypnotherapist. She's going to come to us and talk about her work with those people who have been abused in life, and she's also done a lot of role playing with she's written a book called Getting to Know Yourselves, and it's conversations with your inner world and those people that inhabit your inner world, talking to yourself, that kind of stuff. She's a therapist. She's been doing this 25 years. She's going to be my guest next week on Logical Soul Talk. So join us then. That would be Tuesday, Tuesday next week? The 24th, 6:30. And look forward to seeing you then. I'm Michael Craig.